It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. By Beechwood Hospitality, we partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. If you've watched LIV Golf or been to a LIV Golf event, have you ever wondered how they time everything up with the sound out to every hole on the course, the video displays, the pyrotechnics? I had a question about that, so I went right to the person in charge. AJ Dolan is in charge of entertainment. He's the entertainment director for LIV Golf. I had a chance to sit down with him when I went to LIV Golf Chicago back in August at Bolingbrook Golf Club. My interview with him is coming up after the break. UAMS Ortho Now is now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, walk in and see the best in orthopedic care. I'm back with AJ Dolan after this. Stay with us.
The next time you travel to El Dorado and need overnight accommodations, the Haywood Hotel is where you need to stay. The Haywood El Dorado Tapestry Collection by Hilton is a great place to stay if you're in South Arkansas, listening to live music, or playing the challenging Mystic Creek Golf Club. Take time and relax in their bar for a drink before going out on the town for dinner. The Haywood, 210 South Washington, right in the heart of downtown El Dorado. Search the Haywood El Dorado on the web or call 800-293-0718 for reservations. The Haywood, a Beechwood Hospitality property.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am Trey Schaap. AJ Dolan is the Vice President of Event Production for LIV Golf, where he oversees the integration of music and entertainment into tournament events to create a, quote, golf but louder experience. It's kind of similar to other major sports, like if you go to an NBA game or an NFL game, there's always music being pumped in. Well, that is AJ's job with LIV Golf. He is responsible for the overall production of LIV Golf events and the Golf But Louder experience. He is the key figure in implementing the strategy to make LIV Golf tournaments feel more like an entertainment-driven experience than a traditional golf event. On the tee, AJ Dolan.
AJ, thanks for joining me on this edition of From the Shortgrass. So, when did you first pick up a golf club?
I think I was in sixth grade. Me and my dad went to like a par three course and hit it around. So I was like 13, 12, 11 years old or so. Not really before that though.
Yeah.
Always watched him play, but didn't pick up a club for a little bit later in my life versus the other sports I played.
So you are the Vice President of Music and Event Production for LIV Golf. So that's a big title. What all does that entail?
So what I do is I oversee the music side of Live, which comes from the playlist that happens on site during play, the music that is booked during each event, the production, the concert production that goes into that, and then also the show itself. So when you go to a sporting event, everything you see on a video board, you hear in an arena, we essentially take that to a golf course, and I oversee so that side of it. So it's the live entertainment side of music, and then also kind of when you go on to a Live golf tournament and you see what's on the video board, trying to make sure people feel informed, entertained, and you know, got to come for the vibe.
Yeah, being a traditionalist when it comes to golf, I grew up playing without music, anything like that, and then you started to see speakers introduced, you know, that could that were magnets that would attach to the golf cart and stuff, and people started playing around with it and stuff, and I thought, okay, this is something neat. But as a competitive golfer, the USGA wouldn't allow music when you're playing. Now they allow it, and Live Golf has taken it to a whole nother level, right?
Totally, totally. So how it started was our first tournament, London 2022, we put music on the range, and DJ loved it. And he kind of asked for more of it. And so then we went to Portland the next one, and we kind of put it near the greens. You know, there's so much technical aspect, so much of the technical aspect goes into it.
Yeah, because it's not all wireless.
It's not all wireless. So, you know, we lay miles and miles of XLR cable, fiber. My team does a remarkable job doing that. So it started, though, as just a simple process of, hey, let's give them something new on the range during warm-up. And then by the fourth tournament, we were trying to essentially put it on every single hole, every fairway, every green, every tee box. And it just kind of has evolved from that.
So when you go to a golf course, AJ, do you have a map and a plan of where you're going to place all of the speakers?
Totally. So my team, Nuno is the guy who heads up our audio side. He'll work with our hospitality, our event operations on kind of, you know, player walkways, where hospitality areas are. You know, we're broadcast going to set up all that stuff, all the stuff that nobody really thinks about from the technical side of, you know, the advancement that happens 6 weeks up to 6 months before. So we have a map of kind of where everything's going to go. And then he, you know, it's a sound design. It's essentially putting an arena full of speakers on a golf course and trying to make it as inclusive as possible.
That's
and not
gotta
disruptive.
That's got to be difficult, though, right?
It is. It's difficult, but it's doable. Like, you know, we are so all about innovation, trying something new. It is not out of the realm in any sport to have music.
Sure.
So for golf, it should be no different. Our players feel that way. We feel that way as well. So the technical side of it is, you know, it's not hard. It's just a process. It takes planning. It takes a lot of hard work, but it's very doable. And our team does a fantastic job just kind of making sure that it's there's a real vibe from the second you scan in your ticket.
How many requests do you get for songs?
A lot. Our players take it really seriously. You know, they have walk-up songs.
Yeah.
They'll change them by the day depending on the region. You know, in Nashville a couple of years ago, we had a lot of country. In Australia, we have a lot of Australian artists. So, you know, they change their walk-up songs daily. You know, we choose our music really, really carefully, depending on where we are and, you know, the time and place of our events. So it's fun.
Who's one of the most requested artists?
You know, Oasis is always up there. Rufus Du Sol is always up there. Kendrick Lamar is always up
yeah.
there. Those are the three that I get most of.
I would assume that you're always listening to music because there's new music coming out every day, every week, basically, to try and find something new, some new vibe, maybe?
Totally. I listen to music every second of the day, essentially. So, you know, I create every playlist that happens at Live Golf. We do one kind of for the walk-in, the first hour and a half, and then we do one kind of in play in tournament. And that's based on really the region where we're at, the vibe of what Live Golf is. And I just listen. And, you know, Indy's going to be different than Spain. Chicago's going to be different than Adelaide. Hong Kong's going to be different than Mexico City. And it's really just kind of like a feel of kind of what you think, you know, that region wants. But really, I'll do a lot of the playlists when I get on site because you really got to drive the course, get the feel of it, the feel of the city. And then that kind of, you know, the playlist takes shape from there.
We're here in Chicago. Bolingbrook, outside of Chicago. What is a playlist for Live Golf here in Chicago like?
So
what does it entail?
You'll always have kind of our mainstays, which is Rufus Du Sol, Jungle, Lane 8, Falls, like that's, you know, Frank Moody, that kind of like, you know, really inclusive, not intrusive vibe of music that just kind of can sit in the background and can be working music and chill. That's kind of the scope. Then you bring in the regional kind of touch points. So, you know, it could be Muddy Waters, it could be Chance the Rapper, it could be Green Velvet. Hey Champ is an old Chicago band that I used to love. And it's kind of just you mix and match and kind of feel what works, and it just kind of takes shape that way. But it's always fun to kind of dig into that region, understand the influences. Also, you know, like next week in Indy, we'll have Riley Green and Jason Derulo. So we'll tease them a little bit this week. You know, Imagine Dragons and Swedish House Mafia are in right outside of Detroit in Michigan. So we'll tease them as well. And that's kind of how it works. You know, we always make sure with Good Charlotte this weekend, I might go a little bit more 90s, you know, Third Eye Blind, Avril Lavigne, just to kind of give it a little bit more vibe of kind of what we're going to hear on Saturday.
Any thought of maybe going a little old school in some Sweet Home Chicago?
You know what? Always Blues Brothers. That movie is always near and dear to my heart. So, you know what? We're going to, there's on the party hole, we're going to do something this week. That's a Chicago Blackhawks classic called Shoot the Puck. And Peter Gunn is always the music that you know, the participants walk out to. So you'll hear some Peter Gunn this weekend along with some other, you know, Sweet Home Chicago stuff.
And it's not just music. I mean, there are video boards across the entire course that are showing highlights, but are also having graphics put up on them. And you've got to tie that in as well, correct?
Correct, correct. So my team, you know, we have the audio side and our video side is fantastic. So every, you know, every graphic you see up there, our team does. And really, like, LIV Golf is so new, so we need to be innovative, which is our number one priority, right? We're so new that it's really hard for us to say no to anything without kind of digesting it and looking into it. And that's really the fun part of it. But we got to inform, because it is such a new product. People have to come on site. They love it. They have fun. But we want to make sure they know what's going on. So we treat our 18 board kind of like a red zone. So people kind of always we cover the rest of the course. So people who are on 18 always kind of understand what's going on. Our party hole is, you know, we essentially take an NBA or an NFL stadium and kind of put that into a truncate into a par three and give it that type of production value. And all that comes with editors, motion graphic editors, producers, people who kind of put on that show. And, you know, that's just, it's a crew that really works well together. And, you know, it never stops kind of innovating and trying new things, both from an entertainment side, but also, you know, an informational aspect as well is really important.
AJ, what goes into the countdown to the first tee shot on a Friday, shotgun start, generally at 11:05 a.m. local time, wherever LIV is?
You know, the playlist will be about an hour and 45 minutes. That's not shuffle, right? And that will crescendo up. So the energy will drastically get more and more intense. The songs will pick up a little bit. It'll probably get a little bit more electronic EDM stuff. That's what the players want too, right? The players kind of, it is a warm-up. What's really distinct about LIV Golf that's different than normal golf, I mean, there's many things, but one thing is, you know, everyone tees off at the same time. So very similar to other sports, the range and the putting green is packed with every single player. So it really has that kind of NHL warm-up or NBA warm-up or NFL warm-up where everyone's on the field at once getting ready. So the vibe is really, really, really cool. And the crescendo and the build of that is important. So as we get closer to our shotgun start, you know, the range has to close. We have to get all the guys out to the holes. That happens about 20 minutes before. And then it's really kind of into our final, you know, we know that our Frog X parachute jumpers are always jumping at a specific time. So we just have to back into that, make sure we hit that time right. And it really is about information, letting people know who's on starting holes, who's on the first tee, who's in the lead, what teams are in the lead, what teams are in the standings lead. What, you know, there's a lot of information to process. And as I said, you know, the information side is as important as the entertainment side early on, because we really want to make sure people understand what's going on. And then from that side, you'll have, you know, parachute jumpers back time into a 3.5 minute countdown video right into our shotgun start. So we format it very much like another sporting event. And all of our entire team has come from a different event. Professional teams working for Final Fours, Super Bowls, NFL Drafts, Australian Opens, U.S. Opens, Kentucky Derbies, NBA, MLB. You know, we're a mixed bunch of, and so that professional production value we have, and we just kind of move it from a sport like basketball, baseball, football, and just move it over to golf.
How many miles of cable do you think you lay out on a given week?
So we have 175 speakers around course. We probably have about 4.5 miles of XLR cable, fiber, power generators, whether it's portable, whether they sit and they're big guys that just kind of like plant. So it's about 15 pallets that we ping pong. So we have two of each. And we go, you know, tournament 1 to 3 to 5 to 7. And then there's one that goes 2 to 4 to 6 and 8. And we have teams that kind of handle those logistics. And they get on site about a week and a half before. And they go to town.
And how many speakers total? You said 176?
It's between, you know like if we go to Valderrama in Spain, that's not going to be as heavy of a lift as Adelaide when we have, you know, 30,000 plus. It's one of the biggest events, you know, in the world when it comes to golf. So you're going to have a bigger kit there. But in general, on average, it's about 175 speakers. And so that, what is that? You know, I'm not good at math, but it's over, you know, 350.
Sure, yeah. When you get to the hotel at night and you're thinking back about the day, and there might be one person that you saw that was like beating their head to the vibe, basically. Is that when you're like, okay, I did my job, it looked great, and I had them in tune and involved?
No, not really. I mean, you know, it's, music is so subjective. You're never going to win everyone. So all I try to do is, you know, it's important for it to be inclusive, not intrusive. So as long as, you know, it's the volume when you walk in versus when golf is going to be different. As long as people are enjoying it, no news is good news in our world, really, because that means the expectation is that what's happening is supposed to happen. So, you know, people who give me advice or people who say, I don't like that song, you're going to get both. And in the creative, you know, industry that we're in, you got to just kind of take the feedback, just kind of ingest it and roll with it. And sometimes if it actually makes sense, subjectively, you know, we'll work on it. But, I try to keep whether it's the complaints or the accolades, out of kind of the purview of kind of what we try to do. Just otherwise, it'll make you crazy.
And then every live event has a huge stage set up. A band plays on Saturday after play is done. What goes into all of that in finding the right artist for the right live events?
Totally. So yeah, Good Charlotte is this week. Some events will have 3 days. Some events will have 2 days. Next week we have Riley Green in Indianapolis and Jason Derulo on Saturday. You know, the booking process starts about a year in advance, and it's all about, you know, what the region can really support. On top of that, you know, it's so unique to have a stage in the middle of a golf course. With that is the size, the space, capacity, the operational security of it all. All of that goes into the band, you know, and the capacity of what it can hold and the popularity of it. And then we really just want to make sure that we have good partners. You know, the music side is so important and ingrained into what Live Golf is, and we want to grow it and innovate it. And our artists that we book are a story in that. So, you know, a lot of it is, you know, subjectively for me, I obviously have a taste in what I like, but I try to take myself out of it and really think about, you know, cost is obviously going to be important, the routing of the artists and where they are. Mm-hmm. And then really what the genre is. You know, we had Whiskey Myers in Dallas. They're from Texas. We had Kygo in the UK. He's obviously from Europe, which was great. Good Charlotte hasn't played in Chicago in about 6 years. So it's going to, and they, you know, they love Live and love golf. So it was a really easy kind of connection there when we started talking. So each one is really unique in its own way. But like any booking, you know, in music, there's just a lot of research. There's a lot of negotiation. And then, you know, really it's making sure that they're a good partner and they can, we want to make sure that we are bringing the best out of them. And so that their concert, their show is unique to them, right? We don't want to put it in a box. We want to make sure that it is a festival like atmosphere. And with that, their creative involvement is really important into what we, into how we kind of sell Live. So that's also a really, really important piece, is that we let the artists feel like it's their own show, and we're not trying to just tell them, you know, this is the time, this is the stage. We really want it to be collaborative.
And then also on Sunday, that same stage is used for the production of the winner, presentation, trophy, pyro, all that goes into it?
Yeah, so that's something in which we have that big, beautiful stage, you know, that works so well. And within that, you know, why wouldn't we use it to celebrate our team champions and our individual champions and use our, you know, the big LEDs and all the pyro and smoke. So it's so unique to golf.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, it's something that's innovative and different, and we're still working on it. It's going to change a lot from year to year. You know, tournament 2 versus tournament 13 in LIV Golf is like a, you know, it's like a decade of time in real life, it feels like. So, you know, we really enjoy kind of where it is right now, but that's something that I expect to grow and become a little bit more purposeful over time.
Obviously, AJ, technology changes year to year, almost minute to minute, basically. If you can look into the future, I mean, what types of technological advances do you see LIV Golf utilizing to help you do what you do?
It's a great question. I think, you know, next generation stats, you know, treating our event like a broadcast from the screen's perspective and making sure that the patrons on site are as informed as the ones watching on TV. That's really a goal of ours down the line. And if you take any sporting event, really, you know, TV, you have someone explaining every, you know, play to you and feeding you stats. You don't get that luxury here. So it's incumbent on us to use those, that data integration and those data models to try to push as much out there as possible while still being kind of in a cohesive approach, eloquently, and doing it in the right way where you're not confusing people. So that's by far probably from the video side, what's most important is just trying to be as statistical advanced as possible. From an audio side, you know, that I'd like to maybe come back next year and talk to you about it. There's so many different ways that you can pretty much try to cover a, you know, acre, you know, hundreds of acres or, you know, of golf course with speakers, and, you know, whether they're giant line arrays or, you know, it's a question in which it's never really been done. So we're still looking into it. And I wish I had a better answer for you, but I'm just not that smart yet. You know?
I like it. I like it.
Sorry,
and, no, you're good. And the speakers are right there on the course. I saw in Dallas, Ian Poulter hit one right of 18.
Yeah, he moved it.
And he had to move the speaker. Moved,
yeah, yeah. It's like, you know what? That's something. The players love the music so much. They only want it louder, right? They truly like it as, you know, I forget who told me in 2022, they go, you know, if an NBA player can shoot a three with the game on the line with 20,000 screaming fans and music blasting, why can't we make a why can't we putt like that, right? As long as it stays consistent and they understand what actually the expectation is, they love it. So the speakers are just now a natural part of LIV Golf. And if on numerous occasions they got to unplug them, they got to move them, and it's just it's a part of the course. And our I will say this, our competition side do such a great job of letting us, you know, put speakers where's needed within kind of the rules. But, you know, it's new for them, too,
sure,
to essentially have 175 speakers around while they're also trying to conduct a golf competition. And obviously that's first and foremost and important. So, you know, they give us a lot of grace.
I guess the only issue would be weather, but speakers, waterproof.
We bag them. So if it's rain and we, you know, like obviously there's a lot that goes into a forecast model. So we understand what if there's going to be rain and, you know, if we have to put, you know, speaker bags on them that are waterproof, that's kind of how that exists. Every night we have to bag them because there's sprinklers, right, all over the course. So our audio team will bag them and then unbag them every morning just to protect them.
That's tedious work.
It is. But it's the price that it takes to put on an event that's, you know, very unique and different. And you know, pushing for change is what we're all about.
You have to like the challenge, AJ, of going to a different site for each different event because it's totally different than an NBA arena like the United Center here in Chicago. It's going to be the same no matter what. The insides might change a little bit, but you're under a roof. You're not out in this sprawling land mass that you have to work with, right?
Totally, Trey. It's a good point where it makes it so much more fun. You know, I'm working for the Blackhawks for 11 years in my previous life. You know, you have to really try to explore and fight for change because it is the same video boards, the same LEDs. It's 41 games of essentially the same starting time, same players, same building, same fans. We're going to a different course, different layout, different fans, different weather, different climate, different culture. Everything changes. So from it changes from a production side, it changes from a human side, and it makes it just it's a dream come true to try to kind of bring that energy to life through you know, and using golf as kind of the vehicle.
What would be your walk-up song?
Leash by Pearl Jam.
Awesome.
That's it's been asked a million times. It'll never change.
Awesome. Favorite golf course you've ever played?
Oh, probably Acadia Bluffs in Michigan was Acadia Bluffs was really special. The other one is I got to play Valderrama a couple of years ago on that Monday following, and that's, you know, they call it Augusta of Europe for a reason. Yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous. Those are the two.
Do you get to take your clubs with you?
You know what? I haven't played in a while. I hurt myself playing basketball, so I've been out for about a year. And honestly, you know, we travel so much. If I just want to go home sometimes afterwards, you know. So I don't always play on that Monday. I'll play during the off season.
Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you could play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Michael Jordan, without a doubt. Living or deceased, you know, he's probably a horrible golfer, but I would love to have Thomas Jefferson join that.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, this is going to probably throw people for a loop, but Ralph Waldo Emerson is probably someone who I love to read more than anyone, and that foursome would be, with myself, would be a dream come true.
That'd be cool. AJ, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Trey, thanks so much. Appreciate you having me on.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
Carlton Saffa here with Saracen Casino and Bet Saracen. Saracen is proud to be the official gaming partner of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. Join us Tuesday, October 21st for the Caddy Shootout at Pleasant Valley. Watch all the action under the lights as they play around the lake and join us for the party that comes with it, including hats from Social Pony Hat Bar and music by Gone Country. For all the details, go to SimmonsBankChampionship.com.
From central Arkansas to south Arkansas, to northeast Arkansas, across the state to northwest Arkansas, you will find a Beechwood Hospitality property. From the Haywood in El Dorado to the Hilton Garden in Jonesboro, to the Doubletree in Bentonville and the Staybridge Suites just south of Baumwalker Stadium, Beechwood Hospitality has a room for you. Beechwood Hospitality is the leader in hotel property management in the state. Make sure you find a Beechwood Hospitality hotel for your next overnight stay.
The future is not about a bond reaching maturity. The future is what my grandfather worked for. It's what my father carried on. It's my responsibility today. The future is my son's tomorrow. At the Stevens Private Client Group, we believe that our strength builds success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
That will just about do it for this edition of From the Short Grass. If you have not yet and you want to go see professional golf, it's coming to Pleasant Valley Country Club in the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens in a couple of weeks. Go to SimmonsBankChampionship.com to get your tickets. There are some tickets still left for the Caddy Shootout on Tuesday, October the 21st. Make sure you get those as well. My buddy Carlton Saffa and Saracen Casino Resort, they're the sponsors of the Caddy Shootout, 16, 17, and 18 around the lake at Pleasant Valley Country Club. It's going to be an exciting experience, and I don't think you want to miss it. Remember, Beechwood Hospitality, Matthew Allen and Blair Allen. They have been a longtime supporter of From the Short Grass. If you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you find a Beechwood Hospitality Hotel for your next overnight stay. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Short Grass.
You have been listening to From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.